The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor at KIOW 4 City and Jake Bourgeois at the Anamosa Journal Eureka. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, we are seeing, of course, the situation in Ukraine. I'm just curious why it is that it is important for us to protect the borders of Ukraine, but not our southern borders.
Well, those are two different questions, and obviously I am very disappointed with the president supporting open borders, because it's like saying the United States isn't a sovereign nation. I get the question about the open borders at my town meetings, and the question might go something like, how come you senators aren't doing something about the open border? We have all kinds of laws on the books. I don't think another law would help. The only law that if I could get passed would be to finish the wall between the two countries, as Trump started to do, and another 200 miles would have probably finished that, is about all I can see that Congress can do, because it's already illegally to come to our country. But the president, by executive order, are not enforcing the laws. And it's his responsibility to, according to the Constitution, to faithfully, quote unquote, faithfully execute the laws. And he's not doing it. We don't control the president's enforcement of the laws except through, you know, through impeachment or putting restrictions on appropriation bills and stuff like that. And I'd be in favor of those restrictions. But Democrats won't. They set the agenda for the Senate. The chances of doing that are nil. So consequently, the only thing I know is an election of a new president to get the laws enforced, or this president will wake up to the fact that the public's irritated with it and it's going to hurt his party if he doesn't do it. But that's more hope than chance of success. So then getting back to the borders of Ukraine, the reason for that is that Russia agreed to the sovereignty of Ukraine, and under the UN Charter, we have a responsibility to make sure that every nation lives by the agreements that they signed. And this one was in 1991, I believe. And we're not going to put American troops in Ukraine, but we want to maintain that sovereignty right that they have under the treaties, so we can do a lot of things, sanctions, and getting all the defensive equipment into Ukraine that we can get. And this president is wrong to say if they invade, we're going to do this and this. That's too late. It needs to be done right now. Anamosa?
Senator, wanted to ask you about the Cattle Transparency Act. First, just overall, sort of where that bill's sitting at the moment. And then secondly, I didn't know if you had a chance to see how the Farm Bureau voted on the act at their national convention. I think that was last week, and signaling their opposition to set percentages having to be for cash bids.
Right there in Jones County, May of last year, and you were probably there, you know, there were 150 cattlemen that gathered to tell me how important this legislation was. And we have the Iowa Farm Bureau backing us. We have the Nebraska Farm Bureau backing us. We have the cattle producers in both states backing us. And we're up against the big feedlots of Texas, Kansas, and Colorado that want to leave it so that the independent producer can't get a market, so that they can dominate the market and have have priority over all independent producers on getting their cattle killed. So where we are is we have a compromise between Fisher and Grassley. Now we had two separate bills, now one bill. It's very bipartisan with 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans, we're waiting to have a hearing on it before the Senate Agriculture Committee, that's where we are with the bill. Now, I think I've already answered your question about the American Farm Bureau. They have membership in 50 states, and probably these people have been able to persuade enough of them not to be against the bill entirely, but to be against the strongest part of our bill, which is on a regional basis, to reserve some killing space each day for the independent producer. And that's where we started the battle, and that's where it's either going to end by passing the legislation or the independent producers are not going to be able to be better off than they are now. And the 150 farmers that gathered at Anamosa or in Jones County that night will not be very happy. Back to Taylor.
We are seeing an increase in the number of fentanyl deaths that are taking place, even now coming up here into Iowa. This is coming from the, obviously, the South. Is there any intention at this point in time to create a better enforcement of what we're seeing here and trying to stop this fentanyl shipments from coming up?
Well, that's precisely the reason the border should be closed. We've gotten enough fentanyl into this country to kill the entire country seven times over. It's the most lethal reason that we lost. It's the biggest reason, because of lethality, that we lost 100,000 people to a drug overdose last year. So closing the border is the answer to it. The other thing is, though, fentanyl temporarily and its substances is very much outlawed. We have to make this permanent legislation so we don't have to renew from time to time the fentanyl and its other characteristics that can be changed overnight to make something that today's illegal would be legal tomorrow. And I'm the main sponsor of that legislation. Anamosa?
Work labor issues, obviously a big topic, and in law enforcement has been hit pretty severely with, you know, shortages and not being able to find people. Locally here, we've had our sheriff who says he's short-staffed and needs funding for more hires. Is there any discussion, I guess, at a federal level of maybe increasing funding for the federal COPS program, particularly the grant portion of the program that helps departments hire new staff?
The answer is yes, there'll be increased funding, but you have to remember that whatever comes from the federal government is probably a very small percentage. I'll bet it's less than, not even 5% of all the money that's spent on law enforcement. So, yes, we can increase funding at the federal level, but hiring new personnel and stuff like that isn't going to be solved by what we do through the COPS program. By the way, I didn't say to you just before your question, I took a long time to answer the first question, so this has to be where the program ends. I'm sorry that I was only able to get a couple questions from each of you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, AJ and Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.